We already talked about in a previous episode the machlekes, the dispute in the Gemara in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara there speaks about the appointed time for geula, for redemption. And the Gemara records the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, B'tishrei asidil nehigoyl. Even though we left Mitzrayim in Nisan, the geula, the ripest time for Mashiach to come, is in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua disputes this. He says, B'nisan nigalu, B'nisan asidil nehigoyl. Nisan is the month of redemption. It always was, from the very beginning. L'cha'ira, Rabbi asks a simple question. Each of these different opinions brings psukim to bolster his approach. But in the end, if Nisan was from the very beginning, the Chodesh HaGeula, why would the Geula in the future be associated with Tishrei? The Rebbe suggests that this is connected to another machlekes. In the Gemara in Meseches Sanhedrin, on page 97b, we're told, Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Rabbi Eliezer taught, Im Yisrael Eisen Tshuva, if the Jewish people will return to Hashem, Nigolin, then they'll be redeemed. Vim Lav, Ein Nigolin, but if they don't return, then they won't experience redemption. Amar Le Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Im Ein Eisen Tshuva, Ein Nigolin. How can that be? And Rabbi Yeshua goes on to say that Hashem will orchestrate Tshuva, but in the end, Mashiach has to come. The Rebbe says the message to us is clear. From one perspective, the concept of geula is something that comes in a way that is beyond our reach. It's almost disassociated with how we behave and what we choose to do. Ultimately, as long as we yearn for Mashiach to come, Mashiach will come and redeem us. But Rabbi Eliezer emphasizes that the idea of geula does away with the concept of galus. With regard to galus, it is clearly stated, "Umepnei chataeinu galinu me'artzeinu." It was our sins and our deficiencies that caused us to be exiled. So ultimately, it is only when we remove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to send us Mashiach. The truth is, as we discussed in a previous episode, Mashiach could come every and any day. And regardless of whether it's associated with Tishrei or with Nisan, each and every moment is ripe for Mashiach. The message for us is that on one hand, all of us need to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that accelerates the process of redemption. And on the other hand, we must know that ultimately, Mashiach is coming, and we just have to be ready to greet him.